If a person has a sick feeling down here, you'd say he feels sick.
Stomach.
What do you call a noisy celebration right after a wedding if some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom?
Reception, that would,
okay.
Would be a joyous occasion.
Yep. What do some people call a spook to frighten children with? They might say to a child, "You better behave or what'll get you?"
Hand, spook.
How do you greet a friend on December the 25th? What do you say to him?
Merry Christmas.
Would you ever say anything besides Merry Christmas?
That's mostly the customary word that we use.
Okay. If you have to get a very heavy suitcase from one place to another, you might say, "I'm sure I'm glad I don't have to."
Log it.
What do you call a creature that has a very hard shell and it lives in the water? And it can draw its four legs and its head and tail inside.
Cooler.
And what do you call the same kind of thing that lives on the land?
Gopher.
What do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
Chitlins.
And can the insides of other animals be eaten?
I guess so. What do
you You never heard of anybody eating them?
No, I eat them. I guess they're good eating the rest of them.
What do you call the center part of an egg?
Yolk.
What do you call the upper part of a man's body?
Chest.
What do you call a small flat-bottomed craft with oars that you use on a lake or a river?
Rowboat.
What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Pillowcase.
If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, "That's certainly a pretty what?"
Necklace.
And what's another word you could use besides necklace? It's a pretty what of beads?
String of beads.
If two men have a fight and one defeats the other one very soundly, you might say, "One man really what the other?"
Waked him over or beat him up.
What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down? You might say, "He got down on his
knees."
What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say, "He never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really a
cheap squirt."
Okay. Suppose a person is wearing clothes that don't fit well and he's just he doesn't care anything about his appearance. You might say, "He really looks
sloppy."
Okay. Let's see. Now, when would you use the word tacky?
Or well, would just so much mismatch, not a corresponding.
Okay. And could, let's see, could you use tacky when you were talking about a woman or about a man?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What do you call it when a woman is wearing her best clothes? You'd say, "She's really
dressed up."
And if you were talking about a man, would you say the same thing?
Same thing.
Okay. What word would you use to mean an old person who's very lively and gets around very well? You might say, "He certainly what?"
Spry.
You'd say that someone who never wants to do any work and who doesn't have any ambition is
lazy.
Okay.